From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, in a speech to Parliament Tuesday, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the war will continue until terrorism is ripped from its root and vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory. Mr. Assad also accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a chief foe in the five-year civil war, of sending thousands of militants into the northern city of Aleppo. Aided by forces from Russia and Iran, Syria has been battling opposition elements, including Islamic State, and has made gains, including the recapture in March of the ancient city Palmyra. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
He basically got up and said what he always says, which is that he's going to never back down, never step aside, going to keep up the fight, and never recognize the role that he has directly played in creating the conditions that exist today in Syria, where Daesh has been able to get a strong foothold and establish itself, where you've got segments of the population cut off from humanitarian assistance deliberately by the regime.
Toner appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence on the Syrian leader to keep him from letting the Geneva peace process fall apart. A car bomb targeting a police bust in Istanbul killed 11, including 7 policemen, and wounded 36 others Tuesday during morning rush hour. The blast occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and is the fourth in the country so far this year. A car bomb in Iraq's holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, Tuesday, killed at least 5 and wounded more than 20 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Islamic State, a Sunni militant group, often targets Iraq's Shia majority. This is VOA News.